The Nordic Collective are a group of electronica artists from Tijuana who combine Norteño music, the indigenous music of the Mexican North, with techno, hence the name, Nortec. Today, three of the five members are here. They include Pepe Mote, PJ Baez, and Roberto Mendoza. You know, play the samples and music that's in their laptops. They feel that their music could only have happened in Tijuana, which is a unique city, kind of caught between the culture of the south of Mexico and the influence of the U.S. to the north. One of the songs on their latest disc, Tijuana Sessions Volume 3, was actually a collaboration with Calexico, that's Banda on Dub. And I asked Pepe Mote, to describe the different musical elements that the band put together when they first started.
We were doing electronic music since the 80s, so we were, like, you know, working with the early industrial music and synth pop stuff. And then later, like, we were doing some music with techno and breakbeats. So when we started mixing this Norteño and folk music from TJ, we were putting mostly techno with Norteño music.
And so what would you do? You would take recordings of Norteño bands or specific parts and put them into your computers and cut them up?
Yeah, well, the first idea is to get, like, some real musicians to record with. But the thing is, like, first I saw some of the musicians on a party, and then I asked them if I can record them, but they charged too much. It was so expensive during those days. They give me a contact with a studio. I went to this studio, and then these guys sold me, like, all the recordings for $100, so I record, like, an hour of separate sessions, like tubas, percussions, drums, and everything for $100. So that's more cheaper than record musicians. The first volume actually was made out of those hour of session.
Wow. Somehow I think we may have gotten a little ahead of ourselves, because I think maybe it's important to talk about where you guys are from and what that means, because it seems to me that the Tijuana is one of the most interesting places on Earth, because it's... It neither seems really totally connected to Mexico, and obviously isn't totally connected to the U.S. Tell me your feelings about where you're from, and does it affect what you do?
No, it does affect what we do. The thing is about Tijuana is that during the 80s, that's when we were growing up as just adolescents, we were really... isolated from the rest of Mexico, and we don't have the history, the cultural history of the rest of Mexico. I mean, it's a city that it just turned out like 117 year old, and we didn't have all this influence from big media or communications company in from the rest of Mexico, but we did have the biggest influence from especially from California by via San Diego, and we just remember seeing like TV in English. So basically, our generation during the 80s grew up talking and understanding English without even going to school. It's really interesting. And the other thing is that in Tijuana, during that period of time, we didn't use pesos. Everyone used dollars. And pesos was seen as a bad thing. You cannot go to a store and pay in pesos. It's like, what the hell is this? You have to pay in dollars. So it was a really, really strange place to be at. When you get out from Tijuana to other cities in Mexico, I don't know, it's just a strange place. But now things got very different because of all the influence from the bigger companies from Mexico and things like that. And yeah, and we're just the same thing as you find the same thing in Tijuana as you find the same thing in Mexico City. But as far as growing up, it was really interesting because we just grew up with Sesame Street and with El Chavo del Ocho too. So we have these two cultures with us. It was, and I think that really at some point influenced a lot of what we're doing right now.
Absolutely. All right, Nortec Collective are our guests. Pepe, as sort of the guy who kind of started this, I've always found it really interesting that Ramon, who you also worked with, Bostich, is an orthodontist, and you're a chemical engineer. Do you still do your day job at all, or do you mostly do this?
Well, I studied just engineering in computer science, but then I end up working on a chemical laboratory. for facial creams for about like 3 years. But then when Nortec came, it's like the first year I was working with Nortec and in the laboratory. But then after that, I have to quit my job because music is taking me all, you know, all day. So
definitely.
So the thing is, like, even though I quit the job, the first like first year, I was you know, living through my all the money I made with the chemical laboratory, and then after I spent it, the good luck for me is like I started making money with the gigs and with the music.
Well, Pepe, why don't we do one of your pieces next, okay?
I will do like a mix between like the first song I did with the Nortec and then with the end up with the Bar Infierno. This will be like a fusion of three songs, something like that. So it will be like Bar Infierno from Volume 3. Thank you.
Nortec Collective, that is Fussible's piece, or at least part of it mixed in there, of Bar Inferno from the new Tijuana Sessions Volume 3. And God, just sounds great. I'm just curious as to people's reaction when you guys started putting these things together, and I just have no idea whether, you know, club kids, rave kids, would find what you did, you know, in Tijuana, find it exotic. You know, it's stuff that they wouldn't think would go together, or was it something that kind of spread out from there, and other people found it more exotic? But I'm just wondering, even at home, just putting these things together would seem kind of strange to people.
Well, even at home, at first, it seems a little bit strange for when they first heard of the idea of mixing these elements and sounds of tambora and norteño music with electronica. It sounded very, very out there, very exotic. But when they started to understand it very quickly and to like it, our first fan base was people from Tijuana, of course, because that's the place that where we first got our first gigs. About 15, 30 people in those times. Mm-hmm. And but it was good, the reaction of the people. We knew immediately that we have a good thing in our hands, because we saw the reaction of the local people. Everybody was embracing the sound and still is the sound as their own, or something that the Nortec music, I think, gave the city music identity. Because Tijuana, being a very, very young city compared to the rest of Mexico, and being a city when only like 15% of the population is really born in Tijuana, we don't have a lot of the things that people from the south have, like a lot of typical food from that region, a lot of specific music. Because I know that in the rest of the world, Mexico is only known for the mariachi music, but really in Mexico we have like 14 or 15 styles of music, which are very, very regional music from different parts of Mexico. Even the way we talk, I think that there's a lot of different Spanish in Mexico. So Mexico, because it's very big, the country is very big, we have a lot of Mexicos included in one Mexico. We are trying to contribute in some way to have music being born and made in Tijuana by people from Tijuana.
Absolutely. Let's do. We have three members of the Nortec Collective with us here today, and PG Baez, we need you to do a piece. What are you going to do?
Well, this is still a work in progress. This is a song I'm working with Banda Guacaliente, which is one of the best known tambora bands in Tijuana. And
maybe explain to people what a tambora band is.
Well, the thing is that the roots of Nortec are tambora and norteño music. Tambora music, it's a group of like 15 or 17 musicians, which have like trombones, trumpets, tubas, clarinets, percussions, and they have a very distinctive sound. It's music from the North Pacific of Mexico, and a lot of the people from that state, which is Sinaloa, came to Tijuana in the early and mid 80s and established themselves over there. So in the 80s we started to hear a lot of the music of tambora music in the city of Tijuana. That's why the sound of the tambora became part of the sound of the city also. And norteño music is typically a group of four or maybe five musicians. They have this instrument called bajo sexto, which is like a 12-string guitar. Also, they have like a tarola, which is like a snare drum, but like tuned very, very tight. Also, they have the tololoche, which is a double bass that they use to make this sound of the norteño music, and also the accordion, of course. So we take elements of those kinds of music from the north and the Pacific of Mexico, which are very popular in Tijuana, and we took some elements of that music and mixed it with electronica, and that's when the Nortec sound came.
And we should say that more of the Norteño sound was more of what we heard in the piece that Fussible just played, a bit more of the bajo sexto in that, and certain some accordions. So this will be more of the tambora sound in the one you're doing.
Yes, you will hear the other part more tended to the other part of Nortec, which is the tambora with some electronic elements. So this is called Ritmo Nortec On.
The Hyperboreal contribution to our session today with Nortec Collective. And PG Baez, what's the name of that one again?
It's called Ritmo Nortec On.
Very cool. Very cool. And that's much more the tambora definitely in there with the big horn sections and stuff. Very cool.
Yes.
So you guys working on Volume 4 or... What's
it's going to be in Volume 5.
Well, that's right. Of course. Thanks so much for playing this for us live. It's really a treat. And of course, versions of what you've heard today are available on Tijuana Sessions Volume 3, which is out, as they mentioned, on their new label this time around, Nacional. And thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Nortec Collective, our guests here on the World Cafe. Thank you.
Hey, big thanks to Nortec Collective for joining us today. I noticed that the band has a huge show coming up New Year's Eve in Tijuana, and they have actually collaborated with Alan Parsons on a new song that's coming out on a new Alan Parsons project album.